You may be seated, and I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Good morning, Cameron. Good morning, Sawyer. Good morning, Annie. Good morning, Kate. Good morning, Maddie. Good morning, Trevor. Well, you might have heard me say in the announcements that the next few Sundays, we're actually going to be worshiping in the fellowship hall. What do we usually do in the fellowship hall? We usually eat in there. That's right. That space is usually for eating. And so we're going to do something a little different in that space next week. And I just wanted to assure you that even though it'll be in a different place, there are going to be a lot of things that are the same. We'll have the baptismal font in there. We'll have the altar candles. We will have the offering plates. We'll still take up our offering. We'll still have some paraments in there, except next Sunday they'll be purple because Lent begins. And one of the things that's going to be a little different about next Sunday, and I thought we could talk about it and practice it, is that we are going to have the cross. I don't know if you ever noticed this cross against the wall back here. This is called a processional cross. We're going to be using the processional cross next Sunday and for the next few Sundays because it's especially important when we're using a space for worship that we know in our minds and in our hearts that it's for worship. And so what we'll do is somebody, maybe the first Sunday me, and then if somebody else wants to do it, during the gathering hymn, we'll enter into the space with the cross. Are you so excited, Trevor? Did everybody see he has a haircut and he's looking so big? He's just growing up so fast. You gonna come up here? Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. So we'll follow the cross into that worship space. Now here's the thing, not everybody is going to follow me by walking in there and following the cross, but what the congregation does and what you can do is when I'm at the back of the fellowship hall, you'll turn and face the cross. And essentially what we do, hi buddy, hi, what we do is we're always facing the cross, that we follow the cross into worship, and we follow the cross out back into the world. And I think we'll see this maybe after we practice it today and after we do it a couple of times. But I wanted to also let you know that one of the things that you can do for the cross, it's very appropriate, is that as it's always before you when it comes by you, to respect Jesus and the presence of Jesus, you can bow toward the cross. And remember, there are two kinds of bows, a little bow with just your neck, little bow, or a big bow where you bow at your waist. And you can do either of those. So I thought it'd be helpful today to practice this. Do you all wanna practice this with me? What do you think, Trevor? What do you think? Can I hand you back to Mom or Sawyer? There we go. He's pretty good with the flow. Yes, he is. Okay. Have you all ever noticed this cross much before? No. No, it's kind of tucked away back there. So do you want to follow me or do you want to watch me? Do you want to follow or watch? You want to watch, okay. Okay, so here's what's going to happen. In the fellowship hall, we'll do the confession and forgiveness, and then I'll go to the back where the cross will be waiting, and during the gathering hymn, we will process in. Oh, good, Maddie's going to come help. And how about the congregation can stand so you can practice too? So the cross is always, always before you. So you're facing it as it's here, and you'll continue to keep it before you as we go forward. So the gathering hymn, and as we pass by, you bow or reverence the cross. And then you turn so that you're still facing the cross. The symbolism here is that we follow Jesus everywhere we go. And so then I'll get to the front of the fellowship hall, and anybody who's following me will bow to the cross, and they'll go to their place, and I'll put the cross in its stand. You may be seated. And then what we do after worship is we do the same thing, just the opposite, where the cross will leave the worship space and we follow Jesus back out into the world. I know it's new, but I think the more that we do it, the more it will make sense. Does that sound good? So I'm excited to worship in there with you all and make kind of a fun memory, because I think in the years to come you'll say, oh, remember when I was a little girl and we worshiped in Lent for a few Sundays? We're going to be making some memories. So let us pray. Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for our church. And thank you for each other. Help us to worship you wherever we are, in the sanctuary, in the fellowship hall, and out in the world. We love you, God. Amen. All right, y'all may go to Children's Church with Anna today.